With the temperature still 25 below, here is the regular 7:55 news, a regular daily service from Dayton's. Our State Department has angrily denounced charges that this country is behind an alleged plot to invade Guatemala and overthrow its leftist regime. The State Department says the charge is ridiculous and untrue, nothing more than a communist pipe dream. High-level talks are due to begin tonight in Berlin on President Eisenhower's Atoms for Peace plan. Secretary of State Dulles will confer with Soviet Foreign Minister Molotov to see what the Russians think about the president's plan to pool the world's atomic resources. Officials in Washington are expected to send a note to Korea this weekend, a note rejecting the communist demand for immediate resumption of peace talks. The note will probably tell the Reds that negotiation will not be restarted until they retract their statements charging this country with treachery. Late word from Rome says the week-old government of Premier Fanfani has been toppled from power. It lost out on a vote of confidence in the Italian parliament. Now, in this country, the Labor Department has issued a new set of unemployment figures. It places the number of jobless at about 2.5 million, but also points out that the rate of new unemployment has fallen off for the second straight week. The first month of the new year has produced some bright notes on the nation's business scene. During January, the stock market jumped to a 10-month high. Farm machinery makers who found themselves in a slump last year are now calling back some of their idle workers, and the National Association of Mutual Savings Banks says savings deposits have reached a new high, nearly $25 million. The world's busiest commuter line, the New York's Long Island Railroad, is faced with a strike threat. A walkout has been called for tomorrow. Federal mediators are trying to reach last-minute settlements in the wage and hour dispute. Minnesota's traffic death toll for the new year was boosted to 47 this morning. A 40-year-old rural Elk River man, H.G. Belfons, was killed when his car went off a highway south of Dayton. Last night, Mrs. Leonard Burnett of Bagley lost her life in a two-car smash-up near Bemidji. This will be a big day at the St. Paul Winter Carnival. The highlight attraction is the annual giant parade through downtown St. Paul, beginning at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Last night, Bank President Walter Dorley was crowned King Boreas the 18th. And so we've had the regular 7:55 news, a regular daily service from Dayton's. Now, this is the Music Box from WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul. The temperature is still 25 degrees below zero. The time now exactly 8 o'clock.